This is Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb in for Jane Lindholm. The lack of permanence in the foster care system is a well-understood problem. Ideally, kids should be in stable, loving, permanent families, but sometimes the path to adoption is long and difficult. That's why it's notable that the number of total adoptions in Vermont this year is higher than it's been in years. By the end of 2016, this month, a total of 264 kids will have been adopted in Vermont, and that's up from 179 last year. The Burlington Free Press reported on the trend this week, and we've asked Wanda Audette to join us today to help us learn more. She's the director of Adoption at Lund, a private nonprofit that partners with the state to facilitate adoptions of kids in state custody, and Lund also helps with private adoptions. Wanda Audette, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you were in court in Orange County just this morning, I understand, to finalize three adoptions. Is that emotional for the families, the lawyers, all the people involved, or is it mostly just paperwork by this time? You're getting to cross all the T's and I's, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. It's a very emotional process because it's really the end of a long road and process that the families have gone through in working, being foster parents and working with the Department for Children and Families to ensure the safety of the child while they're providing foster care, in hopes that the supports and services that are provided to the birth parents, that they can work on their case plans, and that if the child could safely be able to go back home again, that is what the department wants to be able to happen. And when that can't happen, and a termination of parental rights needs to happen, and the foster parents are going forward with an adoption, to get to this day is really an amazing celebration. And so we had three adoptions today, and they were very emotional. At times, the judges can even, cry, from the process, because when it gets to that point, we have to do a finalization report that encompasses the child's journey in foster care, and it can be a pretty tough read.
Even the judges, that's quite remarkable.
Yes.
Yeah. Adoption cases can take a few different forms. Explain the difference, if you would, in circumstances between private adoptions and adoptions of kids who are in state custody.
Okay. A private adoption works when a potential birth parents or people that are considering their parenting options, and they may give us a call at Lund and say, look, I'm not really sure that I'm in a position to be able to parent my child, and I want to look at what those options are. And they get options counseling from us. And if they want to make an adoption plan, they are then allowed to choose a family that has gone through a home study process and had all their clearances done, and they're approved and awaiting family to adopt. And the birth parents can then choose that family, and then the state's not involved in that. It's a direct placement that the birth parents make through our agency at Lund to then the prospective family that they have chosen.
Now, to look at this from a sort of a numbers perspective then, I mentioned some at the top, but you told us that in just the last 4 months, Lund has worked on 115 adoptions. 110 of those were kids in DCF custody. What is driving that number of adoptions of kids in state custody?
Yeah, it was actually 105 of kids in DCF custody from the September 1st to it'll be December 23rd. And it really is the opiate crisis. Mm. The number of children that are coming into state's custody due to the opiate crisis is really raised the need that we have for foster homes. And then if parents are unable to work the case plan that DCF has set out for them, then then there are time periods. And when the time periods aren't met for the birth parents, then children really need to have legal permanence. Kids are seeking that. They want to understand stability.
Right. So, Wanda, is this kind of a bad news, good news scenario, in the sense that bad news, obviously, it's the opioid crisis that is driving this, these numbers of high numbers of kids in DCF custody being adopted. But the good news, I would imagine, is that they are being adopted. Those numbers are up.
It's both. The good news is that when a child can get that legal permanence and understand that stability and that they're going to stay there, that they're not going to move around, that this is going to be their forever family, the families are going to be able to get support services so that if something comes up for them, because, unfortunately, the children that are coming into state's custody, they're coming in because of abuse or neglect. And so there's some trauma that they carry. And so we want to make sure that if they cannot go back home in a timely manner, that then they can be adopted and that we can get the adoptions done for those children as soon as possible so that they can really start the healing process.
Are most of those people doing the adopting? Is there a range from, let's say, other family members, maybe a grandparent, or just people from outside the traditional family there?
Yeah, kinship placements are really on the rise. The numbers this year are going to range between 43% and 47% of the adoptions that are done through the Department for Children and Families are going to have been with kin.
How many kids are in foster care who could be adopted about?
Well, right now we have 121 cases that we are currently working on because it's not an easy process. And so we have 121 kids who are legally terminated, and the families that are interested in adopting, they have to have trainings that have to happen. We have to go through, record checks. We have to do all of their, legal paperwork to get them prepared to be able to go to court. We meet with the children so that the children understand, that they're going to be adopted and what adoption means. The new law where there's post-adoption contact agreements that are available for birth parents who they're going for a TPR, but the birth parents haven't been successful in working their case plan, but that they want to do a voluntary relinquishment of their parental rights, and with the opportunity in that they can have some type of relationship with their child and their new family into the future. And so we have to get all of those kinds of things in order. Also today, we have 80 children here in the state of Vermont whose parental rights have been terminated and they do not have a forever family. And we are in our partnership with the Department for Children and Families, Project Family, are working with those youth to find them a forever home.
Are we seeing a wide range of ages here, like, very young kids to some older kids?
The 80 waiting kids are between the ages of 7 and 17. The 120 that are in a foster home that is going to adopt them range from infancy to 15 years old.
Knowing that kids are in state custody due to difficult family situations, what work does Lund do with the biological and adoptive families to make an adoption as successful as it can be?
Lund also has a residential treatment facility for women who are pregnant or parenting. And so women that are trying to work on their case plans to have their child come back home, they could come into our residential program and get support services. We provide counseling to birth parents to talk to them about, their options, what they would like to have for their child in the future. If we're going to do a post-adoption contact agreement, we talk about what that relationship is like. And for our adoptive families or our pre-adoptive families before the adoption and after the adoption, once we provide the adoption and support services for them, we are then available to those families providing post-adoption support services. The Department for Children and Families has several agencies around the state of Vermont that provide that support services to families that are joined by adoption.
Wonder, what are some of the common questions you may receive from parents who want to adopt but are nervous about it, who don't know if they can handle it? It is a huge life-changing responsibility.
It is a huge life-changing responsibility. Well, You know, if people are interested in, you know, adopting through the Department for Children and Families, going to work and doing foster care first, what we always say is to, you know, to give us a call, to give the resource coordinators a call within your county, your district that you live in, and talk to them. There's training that's available. People are not alone. It takes a village to raise a child. And we talk about all of the supports and services that are available. Right now in Vermont, we are in desperate, desperate need of foster homes. The number of children that are coming into custody due to the opiate crisis and the lack of homes for kids to go to, whether it's a day or a lifetime. But if people want to get involved, they should call, they should get the information, they should get the training that is available to them. And, you know, we can be able to sort of help people and support them.
Yeah, we're going to have some contact information on our website. You can go after the show to vpr.net and find some of that contact information there. Wanda, what about the children in these situations? I mean, it has got to be so difficult for them. They're being taken away from the only home they've known, but it's a bad situation. Did they have a say in any way about where they're going, how they're feeling? And is that taken into account when you're talking about placing a kid with a prospective adoptive family?
Well, I think it's a range of, you know, how old is that child? If the child is older, certainly, you know, you have a, you know, that immediate need for a move that has to happen. And so a child may go into a temporary situation. The department looks first to family, you know, who is available to that might be able to take this child and make sure that they can work with the department and the child can be safe. You know, if the child's older, we talk to them about, is there anybody that you know, within the community that you know, we could, you know, look at to be a potential option. But, you know, we're really wanting to look at also safety. You know, it's important that these children are safe. If they're being removed from their birth parents and in that situation, you know, we just want to make sure that the next places that they go are going to be safe places.
I hate to make you speculate here, but given what we're seeing in the current situation, which you described as desperate due to the opioid crisis, do you see the number of kids who are going to need to be adopted rising in the near future? Do you see any letdown in these numbers?
Well, a year ago, we started seeing the numbers increase, and we thought, okay, you know, we're going to do this, and we're going to, you know, it's going to be 6 months, it's going to be 3 months, we're going to get through it. And it just seems to be skyrocketing up. I don't see the numbers going down for a couple of years.
Again, I guess my final question would be, if people think that it is time to adopt, it is the right thing to do, what should they be thinking about first?
They should, you know, give us a call to have a conversation about what it means to, you know, be a foster parent and be willing to work with the birth parents to first try to get that child to be able to go back home again. And if they can't go back home, that then they would make the commitment to adopt them. If people don't want to do foster care and they want to do straightforward adoption, then they can give a call and go through that home study process to do a private adoption. But, you know, the first thing is really to get the information.
Wanda Audette is the director of adoption at Lund, the private nonprofit that partners with the state to facilitate adoptions of kids in state custody. And she's been explaining the brisk pace of work that Lund and DCF have been doing to finalize adoptions before the end of the year. Wanda, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.